talk about yourself a little bit. What's your background and what brought you?
Yeah. So I'm a mechanical engineer by trade. My day job is to go out and help companies adopt this kind of technology to advance manufacturing. But end of the day, the future is our kids. The future really depends on how we educate these kids to pick up the ball and carry on. So it's so critical for us to find ways to give these kids pathways to understand this technology and what they're going to do in the future. And the passion came from the idea that you ask any child how to play baseball or where they want to do gymnastics or music, they know exactly where that is going to happen. They know how to do that. You ask a child how they're going to be an engineer, they just look at you. Ask a parent, how are you going to teach your kid math and science? Oftentimes they just look at you like, I don't know. I don't know where to go for that. So Cynthia's SCOPE program has been phenomenal at connecting the parents to STEM. And our exercise is designed to give parents, troop leaders, school teachers, parents of the clubs and the organizations like Boys and Girls Club, 4-H, a tool set that allows them to bring this conversation to life and then help them experience and understand whether they're good at it or not. First, they need to know if they're good at it, right?
Interested, good at it, and all of the above, and maybe figure out how to get better at it. So
exactly.
I love that.
Yeah, so can you tell us what is the long-term vision, the ultimate goal of your organization?
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. So the vision is to connect all these resources together. We really see that we're the front end of the funnel. We give them that first touch opportunity to decide, do I care? And if you care, then how can we connect you to other resources? So new competitions, more advanced competitions, FIRST Robotics, SAE's Aero Challenge. There's numerous fantastic challenges out there. But how do we get that funnel full? If you think about it from a business development model, right? We got to get the funnel full of kids to help them funnel down and figure out who and where, what vector they need to go on. So our goal is to help kids find that pathway and then put them on their vector.
I like it.
And if you had one request for the people that are listening right now, what would it be?
Can I have a couple?
You can have a couple. We're good.
One, get involved. Most important, get involved. We need mentors, mentors, mentors. And we have made this exercise so easy that people can come in with 5 minutes of training and mentor.
Okay.
So there's no excuse anymore. Come and play. You might even learn something yourself.
And just to pause there, how would people get in touch with you to become a mentor?
Bill.Macy@Ripple.com.
Okay. And that's Ripple with a 3.
That's right. Thank you very much. So Ripple is around the idea that everything you do has an influence in the world. It can be a positive or it can be a negative.
Great.
We want all those ripples to come together and we want to amplify them as much as possible. That's the genre of the name.
Love it.
We do a lot of things with 3D, so we did a little twist on the E and made it Ripple 3D, but it's all RIPPL, the number 3D.
Perfect. And then what would be your next request?
My next request would be that we start to make these facilities and capabilities available in our community, that we start building up the importance of a little league in our community. So we need to get together. We need corporations to get together with the teachers. We need organizations and the kids group to get involved together. And together we can do a lot more than any one of us individually.
Awesome. And anything else that we can do for you?
Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
Pleasure to chat with you.